At the same time, I'm glad that he's admitting his guilt.
Hamas suggesting it is open to a ceasefire with Israel, but stopping short of accepting a proposal announced by the Trump administration. This is ABC News. Paramount, parent company of CBS News, agreeing to pay $16 million in a settlement with Donald Trump over the editing of a 60 Minutes interview with Kamala Harris before the election. More information continues to come out about the 20-year-old man police say started a fire on an Idaho mountain, then shot at first responders who showed up to put it out, killing two of them. ABC's Matt Gutman with more on Wes Rowley's background.
We have learned that friends of his from high school said that he got caught drawing swastikas in school textbooks, that he had some sort of affinity for Germany and the Aryan nation, and that he was hyper-patriotic, and at some point, he had wanted to join the military. We also hear that at some point, he had aspirations of joining some sort of firefighting force.
ABC's Matt Gutman, a third firefighter shot but is expected to live. Rowley is believed to have died by suicide after the ambush. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. With high temperatures forecasted this week, it is very important to remember some tips if you're going to be out in the heat. These include staying hydrated, avoiding sugary, caffeinated, or alcoholic drinks, staying cool, wearing lightweight, loose-fitting clothes in light colors, protecting yourself from the sun by wearing a hat with a wide brim, sunglasses, and sunscreen, taking cool showers or baths. You can also use a wet cloth, spray water on your skin, or wear damp clothing. Limiting outdoor activities to when it's cooler, such as in the early morning or after sunset, and staying in the shade, and remembering which groups are at risk. Remember, even though you don't think you're at risk, you may be. Especially for those who have chronic health conditions, take medications, women who are pregnant, babies and young children, older adults, people with disabilities, people without air conditioning, athletes, and many more. Remember to also keep an eye on who's around you and ensure that they are hydrated and staying safe as well. Remember, it's times like this where we do need to be a little bit more vigilant to keep an eye on our health. July 11th, 18th, and the 25th at 2 p.m., there's a free tour of the Wisconsin Concrete Park. This is your chance to come learn all about visionary artist Fred Smith, the fascinating history of the Wisconsin Concrete Park, and the ongoing efforts to preserve and improve this unique outdoor art environment. No registration is needed, just stop by and join the tour. Once this is taking place, 2 p.m. July 11th, 18th, and 25th, on North 8236 Highway 13 in Phillips. A nationwide tour calling attention to cuts in Medicaid and SNAP makes a stop in Northeast Wisconsin. Lisa Hale reports.
Fair Share America is traveling the country in the Stop the Billionaire Giveaway Bus Tour, rallying against the budget bill running through the U.S. Congress right now. The tour stopped in Oshkosh Monday. Kristen Crowell is the executive director of Fair Share America, and she called out Senator Ron Johnson for wanting to cut Medicaid and SNAP benefits.
In the last several hours, Senator Johnson has offered an amendment that would cut Medicaid even deeper by $330 billion more dollars. That brings the total people that are facing losing health care in this country up to 20 million American people.
The bus tour is continuing through July 14th as it heads towards the West Coast. In addition to the Oshkosh stop, the tour also stopped in Racine on Monday. Today, it visits La Crosse.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Just like your lawn or garden, our Wisconsin cranberry crop loves this weather. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. That's the word we're getting from Allison Johnjack. She's UW-Madison's Extension Cranberry Outreach Specialist. She's keeping an eye on the cranberry crop right now because it is in peak bloom.
Seen peak bloom and kind of moving on through the blossom into fruit set season. And we're seeing so far this year surprisingly low insect pressure. We're also seeing a really good blossom set, but we are seeing weather conditions that aren't the pollinators' very favorite weather conditions. So we're hopeful that our pollinators are getting enough work done despite the uncooperative weather for them.
Allison Johnjack, Wisconsin's cranberry outreach specialist and a gal that's keeping her eye on that high-value crop. Remember, if those pollinators cooperate and Wisconsin's got a good cranberry set, then we can look forward to being the top producer of cranberries in the United States for the 21st year.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a young person in agriculture, I wondered how I could make a difference in my community. But then I found Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Young Farmer and Agriculturist program. It's more than a group. It's a chance to connect with others, grow as a leader, and advocate for agriculture. Together, we're shaping the future of farming in Wisconsin. Be a part of something big. Join us today.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
And it may not be a farm bill, but the big, beautiful bill that's currently being debated in Washington, D.C. has some key elements that Wisconsin farmers and commodity groups are keeping an eye on. So far, included in the measure passed by the Senate are updated reference prices that farmers use throughout several different programs, also improved crop insurance coverage, help for livestock producers, and some support for key export programs that agriculture depends on. Then there are the tax benefits that are currently included, with immediate expensing of farm equipment, a small business tax break, an increase in the estate tax exemption, and an improved 45Z clean fuel credit. Now we'll see what happens in discussion at the House. I'm Pam Yonke.
Baseball in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Mets in a doubleheader today in Queens, New York. The two teams rained out last night. NBA, the Bucks shocked the industry with their free agent signing of center Miles Turner. 4 years, $107 million, taking him away from the Pacers. What's the reaction in Indiana?
If I'm an Indiana Pacer right now, I'm absolutely disgusted. I am sick to my stomach. If I'm Tyrese Halliburton, I am breaking things right now. If I'm Rick Carlisle, I'm furious at just what's happened because they were unwilling to spend a little bit of luxury tax money to hold this team in place for a year when Halliburton came back to go to a team that they hate. They hate the Bucks. Mm-hmm. And if Giannis tweets a big smiling emoji and indicates that he is happy as a clam, the Bucks can declare a win, even though this has been a stunning turn of events.
That's ESPN analyst Brian Windhorst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm today into this evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy. We'll get to around 83 for a high today. Tonight, down to 59. Tomorrow, sunshine, 85 with another chance of scattered showers tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
98 Q Country.
Of my wildest dreams, sometimes I still can't quite believe she's holding me, 'cause she got it all.
She got it all.
someone to love like this only existed in my prayers. Until I saw her face, I knew I'd found the place where I could keep my every faith eternally.
Media app. like a bleached blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that.
Pick me up when you're all over him. I hope you're all over me. thinking of me. You know I got that same old Tennessee. 615, bitch, you stay up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over here.
Cruising with the top down and the radio up. That's summer in the country.
98Q Country.
I never had no one that I could count on. I've been let down so many times. I was tired of hurting, so tired of searching, till you walked into my life. It was a feeling I'd never known. And for the first time I didn't feel alone. You're more than a lover. There can never be another to make me feel the way you do. And oh, we just get closer. I fall in love all over. And every time I look at you, best friend, you're my best friend. Oh yeah, you stand by me and you believe in me like nobody ever has. When my world goes crazy, right there to save me. You make me see how much I have. And I still tremble when we touch. I know the look in your eyes when we make love. Look at you. And I don't know where I'd be without you here with me. Life with you makes perfect sense. You're my best friend. Ooh, you're my best friend. I fall in love all over every time I look at you. And I don't know where I'd be without you here with me. Life with you makes perfect sense.
My best friend.
Tim McGraw to start out the day here. 98Q Country. And a second day of July. We're waking up to what we had yesterday. 57 right now. I saw 59 at this very exact moment yesterday. So just a little bit of coolness. Open up those windows for a while here this morning. Let the cool air come in. And then it's going to warm up rather quickly again, kind of like yesterday. That humidity built in pretty fast. Our high temps will make it to about 81 is what they're telling us today. We do have some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon hours. And those winds will be west today at about 5 to 10. Chance of rain at 40%. So not everybody's going to get it. And tonight we might see an isolated thunderstorm too. But for the most part, I think you're going to like it here. 83 now for tomorrow. 4th of July, I don't know what happened here, but they cranked it up on Friday. It's going to be a warm 4th of July with a high of 88 degrees. And right now, no rain at all. So we'll take that. It's going to be a little hot, though. Winds will be southwest, blowing around that smoke from the snake you light on the sidewalk. They'll be blowing it down into your neighbor's yard. 10 to 15 for the winds on 4th of July Friday. Saturday, 81. And then Sunday, cooling off. Sunday, Monday, about 70, 75. So 80s at least right through Saturday. And again, 4th of July might even push 90, 88 to 90. We have the winners of our ticket giveaway yesterday for the circus. Now, we're going to text the winner. And actually, there's not just going to be one. There's going to be two winners from yesterday, a couple of four packs. And I'll be texting those winners here in just the next few minutes. Also, if you don't win, we're going to give you another keyword after 7 o'clock this morning. Now, these tickets are good for any age, adult, kids, whatever. So, a four-pack of tickets. Two of them we gave away yesterday. And again, those will be texted shortly. And we have two more four-packs we're going to give away today with a keyword coming up after 7 o'clock. Culpeper Merriweather Circus is coming. It's coming. The circus is coming. Did you hear? Sunday, behind the Shawamigan High School, Park Falls, actually behind the elementary school, around the back there. There's a ball field back there and stuff in the play area. So that's where it'll be back there on Sunday. And then, by the way, Sunday morning at 9:30, it's free. You can come and kind of see a behind-the-scenes look at the circus. Sunday at 9:30 a.m., and then there's two shows on Sunday, the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus. Always fun to have the circus come to your town, isn't it? Yeah. All right, we got busy day today. Lots going on Reality Radio. We're going to tell you, by the time you're done with Reality Radio today, you'll know about the big round ball revolution going on down in Phillips. Huge, huge tournament, 3-on-3 down there. We'll talk a little bit about Pioneer Days, take a look ahead to that, a couple weeks away, actually 3 weeks away. Catkins will be in for their monthly visit. We're going to talk with Courtney from the Chamber, going to stop by, just give us an update, what's going on the 4th of July and such. Big picnic, of course, in Fifield on Saturday. They've been doing that for well over 100 years down there, tradition. Phillips Chamber, always a big 4th of July in Phillips. And Jonathan MacArthur, the new executive director down there, is going to join us, fill us in. And the Shawamigan Parent Teacher Organization has some fun events coming up and a chance for you to take part and support that. So all that and who knows what else. Reality Radio on the way for you after 8 o'clock here this morning. Let's get you updated to start off this beautiful day. This is what we wait for. I walk out on mornings like this. I pause a moment. And I think this is in January. Not that I don't like winter, but 5:30 in the morning in the winter is sometimes a bit much. Whew, I walk out the door and I'm just like, thank you, Lord. It's beautiful. It's an absolutely beautiful morning out there. Let's get you updated. Twice an hour, news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House Rules Committee overnight approving President Trump's budget bill, which passed the Senate by a narrow margin. Some House members have already signaled they are not on board with the massive cuts to Medicaid in the bill and the tax breaks that would add trillions to the federal deficit over the next decade. In court today, Brian Koberger, who prosecutors say murdered four University of Idaho students 2.5 years ago. Some of the victims' families had wanted more than the four life sentences Koberger will be facing. Now that he's charged, changed his plea to guilty. Tesla Swan lives in Moscow, Idaho, where the murders happened.
I'm a little disappointed that the families won't be able to get closure, you know, to hear, you know, maybe more of why it happened and how it happened. But at the same time, I'm glad that he's admitting his guilt.
Hamas suggesting it is open to a ceasefire with Israel, but stopping short of accepting a proposal announced by the Trump administration. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. During these nice months, it's important to remember to keep an eye out for motorcyclists. Some tips include remembering to share the road, not the lane, because although it may look like there's enough room in a single lane for both an automobile and a motorcycle, you should remember the motorcycle needs the room to maneuver safely. This does include slowing down and increasing your following distance so that the motorcycle has enough space to do what it needs to do. Also remember that what may be a minor annoyance to a person in a vehicle could be a major hazard to a motorcyclist. These include potholes, gravel, wet or slippery surfaces, pavement seams, railroad crossings, groove pavement, and more. Another tip is remembering to look in all directions during left turns. Motorcycle crashes involving another motor vehicle continue to account for nearly half of all motorcyclist fatalities in the United States. Before you turn left, remember to look for oncoming traffic, especially motorcycles, because they are smaller than you are, and it's easier to miss them. Be sure to check your blind spots as well, because as mentioned, motorcycles do have a smaller profile, so they can blend into blind spots much easier than other vehicles. These are only a few tips to keep in mind, but remember, it's not just you on the road out there. Keep your eyes open, pay attention, and put your phone down. Thursday, July 10th at 4 p.m., over at the Center Building at the back of the Wisconsin Concrete Park, there's a sound bath experience. This event is a form of sound healing where you're surrounded by a variety of instruments such as crystal singing bowls, rain sticks, a gong, crystal chimes and rattles, which create vibrations to promote relaxation, balance, and well-being. Be sure to bring a yoga mat, a bolster, a pillow, or a blanket. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, July 10th at 4 p.m. in the Center Building at the back of the Wisconsin Concrete Park in Phillips. The cost is $10 per person. Fireworks can be a blast, but they can also ruin the fun if someone gets hurt and are no fun at all for those sensitive to loud, unexpected noises. Melissa Kay has more.
Tens of thousands of people were treated in emergency departments last year in the U.S. for fireworks-related injuries. Eric Mackey, MD, an Aspirus emergency medicine physician, said they see a lot of burn injuries from fireworks.
One of the most common things that causes burns is sparklers. They are fun, and I know everybody enjoys them at this time of year, but they burn at an extremely high temperature, and even when the firework has completed, the residual stick from the sparkler remains very hot.
Mackey said firecrackers that explode can cause serious injuries.
Those can have more devastating impacts.
An important safety strategy involves making sure children are supervised appropriately and that an adult is the one igniting the fireworks. You should never place any part of your body directly over the firework when lighting the fuse.
The other thing we commonly see are eye-related injuries from burning embers or portions of fireworks that find their way into the eye.
Along with the more than 14,000 people treated in ERs last year, there were also 11 deaths.
Some of the other high-risk things are, again, the much more explosive firecracker and even more explosive type of fireworks designed primarily to make loud bang.
And those loud bangs can have a devastating effect on our pets and on our military veterans who have survived combat. If you have a neighbor who is a combat veteran, please be courteous when shooting off fireworks. Consider letting them know, especially if you will be lighting them off prior to the 4th of July or after.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Baseball in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Mets in a doubleheader today in Queens, New York. The two teams rained out last night. NBA, the Bucks shocked the industry with their free agent signing of center Miles Turner. 4 years, $107 million, taking him away from the Pacers. What's the reaction in Indiana?
If I'm an Indiana Pacer right now, I'm absolutely disgusted. I am sick to my stomach. If I'm Tyrese Halliburton, I am breaking things right now. If I'm Rick Carlisle, I'm furious at just what's happened because they were unwilling to spend a little bit of luxury tax money to hold this team in place for a year when Halliburton came back to go to a team that they hate the Bucks. Mm-hmm. And if Giannis tweets a big smiling emoji and indicates that he is happy as a clam, the Bucks can declare a win, even though this has been a stunning turn of events.
That's ESPN analyst Brian Windhorst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This weekend is what summer's all about, and Macy's July 4th sale is going on now with deals on everything you need to celebrate. Hosting? Turn your backyard into a party destination with 40 to 50% off outdoor entertaining. Beach bound? Turn heads in this season's hottest swimsuits, sundresses, and more. Get away with the kids? Superpower their summer with 25 to 60% off toys from Nerf. Plus, don't miss Macy's 4th of July fireworks live on NBC and Peacock. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came packed to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Reliable, affordable energy is critical to progress and building resilient, connected, and prosperous communities. Enbridge's Line 5 is a vital link delivering raw materials that are processed into propane, fueling communities, industry, and businesses across Wisconsin. Energy that powers agricultural equipment and heats homes. To learn more, visit Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
No matter where you are in life, we're here for you. Marshfield Clinic primary care teams offer the kind of care you need when and where you need it. Marshfield Clinic. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
Don Scharf Automotive and Scharf Recycling of Eagle River would like to honor and salute the brave men and women of our armed forces. You can help our soldiers by donating blood. Your efforts could save the life of a wounded warrior, also possibly a GI coming home. One pint of blood can save up to three lives. Be a silent hero. Get out and donate blood for our soldiers. Don Scharf Automotive and Scharf Recycling of Eagle River, serving the area with pride and integrity. Don Scharf Automotive and Scharf Recycling of Eagle River, on the air because they care.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm today into this evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy. We'll get to around 83 for a high today. Tonight, down to 59. Tomorrow, sunshine, 85 with another chance of scattered showers tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
98Q Country.
I got a little drunk last night. Something about a midnight rain. Staring at the ceiling fan, I couldn't get you off my brain. I guess I wasn't thinking straight. I couldn't tell wrong from right. I went ahead and called you up. I got a little drunk last night. Got it all up, got it all out. What is it worth to both of us now? It's off my chest, but never off my mind. Two drinks in, hit that hurt. You feel bad, and I feel worse. I swear it's the last time, every time. Don't know why. Might have been a song on the radio. Might have been nothing, baby, I don't know. Might have been a little too tired. Might have been I got a little drunk last night. I got a little too far gone. My heart was
talking way too loud. I don't remember what I said, I just remember breaking down. Been a full moon, might have been a little too tired to fight, might have been a got a little drunk last night. Might have been a song on the radio, might have been nothing, baby, I don't know. Might have been a girl that looked like you, might have been a fluke, might have been a full moon, might have been a too tired to fight, might have been a got a little drunk. Brought it all up, got it all out. What is it worth to both of us now? It's off my chest, but never off my mind. Two drinks in, hit that hurt. You feel bad, and I feel worse. I swear it's the last time every time. I got a little drunk last night. Got a little drunk last night. Thought I could keep it all inside, but I got a little drunk last night.
3, 2, 1.
It's all about the music.
Hey y'all, it's Tyler Hubbard.
This is my station.
Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again if it weren't for the wind.
My station.
98Q Country.
Belly button ring, a little tattoo somewhere in between. She only shows to me. Hey, we're going out dancing. She's ready tonight. So damn good looking, boys, it ain't even right. And when the bartender says for the lady, what's it gonna be? I tell him, man, she ain't in a wine and roses. Beer just makes her turn up her nose, and she can't stand a thought of sipping champagne. No Cuervo gold margaritas, just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more rage and a little more pain. She's my little whiskey girl. She's my little whiskey girl, my ragged on the edges girl. Ah, but I like them rough. Baby got a 69 Mustang, 4 on the floor, and you ought to hear the pipes ring. I jump behind a wheel and it's a way we go. Yeah, I drive too fast, but she don't care. Blue bandana tied all up in her hair, just sitting there singing every song on the radio. She ain't into wine and roses. Beer just makes her turn up her nose, and she can't stand a thought of sipping champagne. No Cuervo gold margaritas, just ain't enough good burning. tequila. She needs something with a little more edge and a little more pain. She's my little whiskey girl. She's my little whiskey girl. My ragged on the edges, girl. Oh, but I like them rough. No Cuervo gold margaritas, just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more edge and a little more pain. She's my little whiskey girl. Oh, she's my little whiskey girl. My ragged on the edges, girl. Oh, but I like them rough.
Toby Keith, 98Q Country, 57 is what we're waking up to. Some of you low outlying people, I don't even want to know what you're doing out there. Probably a little bit of that fisty, misty, little bit of fisty mog, little misty. I think I like it better worded as fisty mog instead of misty fog out there. But some of those country areas, if you get a little dip or a little rise or whatever, can get a little bit of that stuff going on in the morning. And I hope your day has some good plans. It's a Wednesday. I know typically Wednesdays are like, oh boy, here we go, Wednesday. But we got 4th of July weekend. Maybe you do or don't have the 4th of July off. I certainly hope you have some time off over the weekend. But a lot of us do have 4th of July, which is a Friday, which will make for a long weekend. I think I had said a while back that I like the holidays to be more in the middle of the week, but when the big advantage of a Friday, 4th of July, is that you wake up on Saturday and you're like, oh, well, that felt like a Saturday yesterday, but it's not. Today's Saturday. And then Sunday you wake up and you're like, well, wait a minute. I thought we just had Friday and Saturday. I thought we just had... And then Sunday you wake up and it feels like a bonus day. So that's... should be a nice weekend for you. Certainly a lot to do. You know, whether you're in Park Falls or Phillips or Glidden or Mellon or wherever you're going, there's something going on in all the towns. I always encourage people to Google it, you know, look on there. They got the list on Facebook. And you know, if you don't have all that stuff, then call your local chamber or get your grandson on the phone or granddaughter, and they'll walk you through it. It's all there. We will talk some 4th of July stuff with the Phillips Executive Director this morning during Reality Radio, and the Park Falls Executive Director, Courtney, will be stopping in. So we'll talk a little bit about some of the activities going on right here. We have a doubleheader of Brewers today. They got rained out last night. So we're going to do an 11:35 pregame, 12:10 first pitch. And then when that game's over, we'll take a little break and we'll come back with a 6:10 first pitch for tonight. So it is not really a doubleheader. It's just a split. They call it a split doubleheader. Basically, they empty the stadium and they make people charge them again to come in. So we won't charge you to come and go as you please and tune in. A reminder that the Brewers, if you want to listen to the Brewers, you have to have the terrestrial radio. We can't stream it on our app and we can't put it on our website, Major League Baseball. They want their hand in that cookie jar, so they don't let us do that. But we'll have it for you right here. So have a radio handy today. Make your Wednesday go a little bit better, I think, to have a little crew to listen to, and they are playing well. They are doing well right now. Let's go into New York and take care of those Metropolitans. And Bucks got some good news yesterday. We'll chat a bit about that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Some words of wisdom now to get us going on this Wednesday, the 2nd of July.
Man, is it tough to be a sports fan. Some years bring glory. Other years bring challenges, heartache, and the agony of defeat. My Denver Broncos are that way, too. They've won a few Super Bowls, but man, this year, they are struggling. I remember a few seasons ago when they started off with a perfect 6-0 record. Nobody could beat them. They were on a pace for one of their best seasons ever. Then everything fell apart. They lost 8 of their final 10 games, and they failed to make the playoffs. Wow. If you're a sports fan, you know the emotional roller coaster I'm talking about. Every season begins with high hopes that your team will finish with a winning record, maybe even cap off the year with a championship. But you never really know how things will turn out until your team is in the thick of it. There are highs and there's lows. That's how it is with life too. Each year starts with high hopes for a promotion, for a good report from the doctor, for a child to get back on track. But you never really know how things will turn out until you're in the thick of it. There will be highs and there will be lows. The best teams are the ones who celebrate victories and fight through challenges the very same way, together. That's true in sports, and it's true in marriage. None of us knows what a year will bring. That's why, win or lose, good or bad, you and your spouse can get through it all, if you do it together. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
If you've been diagnosed with dementia or care for someone who has, the ADRC of the North is here to help. A local dementia care specialist offers free consultations and support to connect you with resources that help you stay active and engaged in your community. Services include support groups in Phillips and Park Falls, along with other social and educational opportunities. Call the ADRC of the North at 1-866-663-3607 to learn more about what a dementia care specialist can do for you.
Hey, it's Big G. One of my favorite places to eat is Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake. Your dinner destination. Handmade burgers, pizza, pork bellies, and buffets. Dining done right. Now open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 2:30, Saturday and Sunday at 11:30 through Labor Day. Wednesdays, buy one, get one half off pizza. Thursdays, German night. Saturday, pork bellies and prime rib. Sunday, four-piece chicken dinner with corn fritters. Let's not forget about Friday night's all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. Pontoon and fishing boat rentals daily. Book now at lenasnorthernpines.net. Our roads lead to Lena's Northern Pines or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden. Breaker break 1-9ers, here's the Big G. I got her on the double nickel, rolling on 13. Star Spangled and Chrome Shine, heading for the village pit stop, top hill and butternut.
At the Big Ten Fall, Big G, this year's shaking my rings Thursday, Uncle Sam and a fireworks show. I'm running low on a grandpa's potato salad on a picnic.
10-4 shaky, just ease that rig in for some lotion, hydraulic valve, grocery snacks, and beverages for the after 5 o'clock time.
That's the spot, the village pit stop at Highway 13 and Butternut. Stock up, fuel up, and roll on.
Big salute to our military vets and truckers. The village pit stop open daily till 8. Light it up and then roll on.
98Q Country.
I know I might look like another ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line, saying everything under the moon to get you into my arms tonight. Probably heard it a thousand times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. And you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. And you look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look gonna wind up missing you. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love with. The kind of boys you're probably done with their dumb shit. I bet you heard the stories and can't say I'm proud of that, but I've turned the page on the old me and now I ain't looking back. On me all night. You look like wine in a chug bed, a little what I'm missing you in the morning, probably for the next few years. When I look back on it, I'll still see you right here. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
Gonna party!
New country now.
Hey y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can. Ooh.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Yes, I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
This station's awesome!
98 Q Country.
Like a river, ever changing as it flows, and the dreamer's just a vessel that must follow where it goes, trying to learn from what's behind you, and never knowing what's in store, makes each day a constant battle just to stay between the shores. And I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Too many times we stand aside and let the water slip away, to what we put off till tomorrow has now become today. So don't you sit upon the shoreline and say you're satisfied. Choose to chance the rapids and dare to dance the tide. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. And there's bound to be rough waters, and I know I'll take some falls, but with the good Lord as my captain, I can make it through them all. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Till the river runs dry. Thank you.
leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House of Representatives now has the budget mega bill that narrowly passed the Senate on Tuesday. Speaker Mike Johnson says he's confident it will pass and soon be on President Trump's desk. Brian Kohberger expected in court today to change his not guilty.